for his mercy and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I had a full sermon all prepped and ready a while ago, and as sometimes happens, life intervened. So I'm going to share a story with you. Yesterday, last night, Tavin and Archer and I went to a birthday party for Tavin's best friend from preschool, a little girl named Alana. She is adorable. Every day in preschool, they play house together. And as near as I can figure, it's nothing serious, so I'm not too concerned. I mean, they are four, so I probably don't have to worry much just yet. But he was invited to this birthday party, and so he went, and Sarah works on Saturday nights, and so I went as the solo father. That was an experience. But it was fun. It was actually a lot of fun. Archer, our littlest, spent the evening as the recipient of the affection and attention of this cute little two-year-old girl who was there. She thought he was great. Anywhere he tried to go, she was right there. Baby! Talking to him, trying to hug him, bringing him toys, little love offerings. And he loved it. He was quite happy. Tavin spent the time playing with his friend. The two of them entertaining several of the other kids. They were running around the house. There were a lot of games involved. I couldn't quite track all of the games that kept happening. I noticed a lot of costumes were coming out. It was an interesting night. I spent the evening talking to the adults, which I'd forgotten how great that is. The kids have been sick. Archer's had an ear infection. Tavin had an ear infection, so we've been homebound a lot. And it had been a while since I'd had adult conversation. At the end of the birthday party, the birthday girl did something incredibly generous, I thought. She had been given that morning a bouquet of balloons. She decided that when her friends left, each and every one of them should get to take home a balloon. And, you know the best part, for Tavin at least? One, he loves balloons. He thinks they are hilarious. Because, you know, if they have helium in them, they float. That's funny. I don't really understand why it's funny, but to a four-year-old, it's hilarious. You pull it down, it goes up again. And if it's filled with regular air, that's okay too, because you throw it in the air and it falls slowly and gently, and you can knock it up in the air and giggle, and it's great. And it was a little girl's birthday party, which means, what colors do you think were there? Pink! There was pink, and there was purple, and there was yellow. And if you ask Tavin his favorite color, he will tell you two options. He will either say, I like all colors, because someday he's going to be a politician, I think. So he's already learning how to not offend anyone. Kidding-ish. But the other answer he will tell you is pink. Color. Good color. Frankly, it looks good on me, so I don't care if he likes it. But there was a pink balloon, and he got it. It was great. He had the balloon, and he was running around the house with it, and it was time for us to go. So we went off to the car, we got in the car, and I got the kid inside, and Tavin's in the back, and he's playing with his balloon, and I'm in the front. We're driving home, and the balloon is doing the things it does in a car. It's floating around, and it never came up in the front. Don't worry, we were pretty safe. Probably not 100% safe, but it was 100% worth it, because from the back, I hear him giggling hysterically that the balloon is bouncing around, and it would roll forward towards the front, and I'd catch it out of the corner of my eye, and I'd, you know, backhand it back to him, and he thought that was hysterical, and he's laughing, and Archer's laughing, and I'm laughing, and all because of this silly little balloon. And we got home. I'm pulled into the garage. And I got Tavin, I got Archer, and I got the diaper bag, and I see everything all set up. I sent Tavin to the house, I'd unlocked the front door and come back to them, sent him to the house, I was getting the rest of the stuff, and I was coming in, and I heard this shriek. looked out at the garage and up in the sky, I saw this little pink balloon floating off into the night. And my son is over on the sidewalk of the house just wailing and weeping as only a small child can. His heart is broken. And my first thought, I will confess, my first thought was a tinge of annoyance. Because I was in a hurry. And I needed to get Archer inside and get some more food in him and get him to bed. And then I needed to do the same thing with Tavin, and there was a schedule. And I had told him this could happen. I had tried tying it around his wrist at the house. And he'd taken it off, and I tied it back, and he wanted it off. He said it was uncomfy, and I said, but it might fly away. I want to keep it safe till we get home. And so it was natural consequences. It was his own fault. It was a learning experience, and logically I knew that, and emotionally, my little boy was upset. And I wanted to fix it. And so I started thinking to myself, okay, Fred Meyer's still open. They've got flowers. I think they have balloons. It's close to the house. We can get over there, bring them back. No, that won't work. Okay, well, I'd get Archer, put him down. I could take Tavin to the school. That really won't work. Okay, that's illegal. Child endangerment. Okay, what can I do? And the more I thought about it, quickly in my head, I realized there was nothing I could do that evening. There would be no Daddy Balloon heroics. I could not come to save the day. So I continued to put Archer to bed. And as I was doing all of this, and Tavin crushed, I heard this little gasp. And I looked, and he was crouched on the ground. You know, he was weeping beforehand, and he looked up at me. His eyes were huge. I mean, they were the size of dinner plates. And he goes, Dad! Idea. What? I can make a new balloon out of paper and pens and string, and I'm going to go do it. And he ran off to his art desk, and he grabbed a sheet of paper. And he pulled it over, and he grabbed a highlighter and a pen, and drew a shape, and cut it out, and started scribbling to make it, you know, pink again. And he got some jute twine from Sarah's gardening area, and he grabbed that and some scissors and cut it and got it all attached. He put it together, and he had this paper balloon that he had made. And he was really happy for a second, for a moment. And then he tried to fly it. And the previous joy disappeared. He said, Dad, it won't fly. I said, honey, I'm sorry, but you know it's a pretend balloon. That's the best it can do. There was this beat. And then his eyes got big again. He said, I could use the fan in your bedroom to make it fly. And he ran in there, and he turned on the fan, and sure enough, the thing was blowing in the breeze, and it wasn't floating up to the ceiling, but it was flapping around, and he was laughing, and he was giggling and shrieking with joy. And all was well again. And then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them where the star had appeared and when. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search for the child, and when you find him, bring me word, so that I may go and pay him homage. And when they heard the king, they set out, and ahead of them went the star until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed
with joy. Or literally in the Greek, they rejoiced greatly with exceedingly great joy. Joy like a little boy playing with a balloon. Or more. May each of us live lives of faith where we can experience that utter and complete joy on a regular basis. May each of us live lives of faith in which we are blessed to point others towards God and towards the joy that we find in Christ Jesus. May each of us live lives of faith in which we experience joy that comes from working God's word in the world, being a part of that, recognizing God's Spirit at work and contributing to it. The kind of exceedingly great joy that makes even a child's love for a little pink balloon pale in comparison.